Gracious and holy God, startle us. Startle us to the divine goodness, the divine energy that resides within us, that seeks to flow in and through us. And grant us the wisdom, the courage to swim in that stream. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. With every action, I want to say reaction, comment, conversation, we have the choice to invite heaven or hell on earth. So says Rob Bell. You know, every thought you have, every action you take, every word you speak joins or separates. Believe it or not, the thoughts you're having right now, our thoughts have energy. The words we speak have energy. The action we take has energy. So the thoughts we have and the words we speak and the action we take is energy that either joins us or separates us. Right now, you're thinking. And some of you are thinking about me, and some of you are thinking about this sermon, and some of you are thinking in a way where the energy of your thoughts are joining me with this experience, and some of you are thinking in a way that is separating you from me in this experience. And that's, both are okay. But what's important to realize is every thought we have, every word we say, everything we do joins or separates. We're energy. Our thoughts are energy. Our words are energy. Our behavior is energy. It says, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5, God was in Jesus, reconciling the whole world to God's self. And we have been given, entrusted, that holy task of reconciliation. What that's saying is that God showed up in Jesus. God's spirit was present in Jesus. God's divine energy was present in Jesus in a way that was renewing, restoring, reconciling. And that same divine energy is available to us. That same divine energy invites us to participate, invites us to be part of, invites us to swim in that stream and be part of that movement and flow in the world. Proverbs 4, guard your heart. For from your heart flows the springs of life. Brothers and sisters, you are the guardians of your precious, sacred energy. How will you spend your energy today? Will you spend your energy in a way that heals or hurts? Guard your heart. You know, this fall we've been focusing on a series of habits of the heart. The five habits of the heart are over here on the wall. And we've been talking about guarding our hearts, and we've been talking about what might flow from our hearts and how might energy flow from our hearts that we might be peacemakers, that we might be bridge builders in this time of polarization and conflict and division. Who you are, today's we're at four, week four. Today's habit, listen, speak, act. I think part of what that habit is about is just recognizing what you think matters. What you say matters. What you do matters. Who you are matters. What you think and say and do makes a difference. You are making a difference whether or not you know it, whether or not you realize it or not. The question I'm inviting us to entertain and to reflect on is what kind of difference are you choosing to make? How are you spending your energy? You are the guardians of your sacred, precious energy. You have extraordinary power and energy. And how you spend that energy every moment of every day is incredibly important. Like you, like most of you, take a deep breath here. Like most of you, I was incredibly disturbed by the video showing Donald Trump's comments about women. And I've been disturbed by all of the reactions since that was released. Initially, I expended my energy initially in a very self-righteous manner. I expended my energy criticizing, condemning, attacking, pointing a finger, until one of you asked to see me and shared and was seeking support, because all that has been going on and all of the talk has been a trigger, re-traumatizing, as it was expressed to me, and I asked permission to share, but has re-traumatized from a sexual assault experienced years before. And it was at that moment that I realized this is about far bigger than politics. This is about the culture we live in. This is about the culture we choose to live in. This is about the kind of world we choose to live in. This is about how we choose to spend our energy. Will we choose to spend our energy in a way that lifts people up or tears them down? Will we choose to spend our energy in a way that affirms all of God's children or demeans and belittles some? Will we choose to spend our energy to include particularly those who are marginalized on the outside, or will we continue to expend energy excluding? Will we expend our energy healing or causing more hurt? Will we spend our energy justifying and excusing and maintaining the status quo as it is, or will we spend our energy refusing to accept what is unacceptable? How will we spend our energy? I began to think, will I take the easy route and continue to point fingers? Or will I honestly face my own worst tendencies? I began to think about my privilege as a white male. And I began to think about how I have used that privilege knowingly and unknowingly in ways that have assaulted, abused, demeaned, treated others, people of color, people in the LGBTQ community, women, people of other faiths, as less than. I began to think of all of the times that I've laughed, but more, all of the times that I just simply remained silent when things that were insensitive, inappropriate, and even abusive were said or done. Because here's the truth. There are women we know we love, we work with, we worship with, that have been victims of sexual assault. They're in our kitchen, they're in our classroom, they're in our staff room, they're in our church pews. Shrugging our shoulders and saying, well, it's just locker room talk, or boys will be boys, reinforces the energy that creates the culture that makes it possible for women to be abused and treated like objects, objectified and treated as less than. Boys will not simply be boys. Boys will be who we teach them to be, who we shape them to be, how our culture teaches them to be and shapes them to be. I realize that all of this is so much bigger than politics and who we vote for or don't vote for. It's about the culture we live in. How we spend our energy moving forward from this moment on will tell boys and girls, but also will tell women how we feel about their worth, their pain, their dignity. How will we spend our energy? As a white male in a position of power, I need to listen. We are so good at our culture. We are so gifted and skilled at grabbing attention. We are so poor at paying attention to what really matters. I need to listen and hear stories of those who have been abused, those who have been assaulted, those who've been discriminated against, those who've been simply treated as less than who they are. And I need to humbly open my eyes and try the best I can to see the ways, knowingly and unknowingly, I participate and spend energy in the culture that creates that, that makes that all okay. And I need to ask for forgiveness. And I need to ask for the courage and the wisdom and the strength to be willing to speak up and stand up for all who face these injustices. And so do we all. I am praying with the fullest heart I can possibly pray that this will be a watershed moment in our history. And I am praying that somehow the movement and the energy and the Spirit of God is in and through all of this. But the question I'm asking myself and the question I'm asking all of us, are we open to be part of that Spirit? To be part of that movement? Guard your hearts. No more than that. Guard everyone's heart, for from it flows the streams of life. I believe ultimately that's what Jesus was talking about in our passage in Matthew. Wondering if I was ever going to get to Matthew, right? I think that's what Jesus was talking about. Jesus was saying, don't be like the hypocrites who stand on the corner, grabbing attention, babbling, using lots and lots of words, drawing all of the focus upon themselves. No, go inside. Go deep inside. Shut the door. Connect to your heart. Connect to your deepest self, your truest self. Connect to that place deep within where divine energy resides. And from that place of energy, pray this way. And Jesus wasn't saying, oh, no, here's a formal prayer that you need to pray in every worship service and do it in a rote way. As he was inviting us into a different way of being, a different way of living, as he was inviting us into living our lives with a different energy. Notice how he begins the prayer with three petitions. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. So Jesus is beginning by saying, center your life, center your mind, your thoughts, your heart, your behavior, your whole being on the purposes of God, on the priorities of God, on the values of God. Begin there. I love this quote by Ian Thomas. Ian Thomas says, every day of our lives, you know, we're dragged by the hand, and the world tells us, this is important. Oh, this is important. This is important. The world tells us, worry about this and this and this. It's up to you to yank your hand back, hold it against your heart and say, no, this is what's important. That's what Jesus is talking about in this prayer. This is what's important. But then notice the prayer shifts. Give us this day our daily bread. Now that you know what's important, now that you've centered your life on God's purposes, trust God and pray that God will give you the strength, the nourishment, the wisdom, the courage to live that way, to live a God-centered life. You know, that it says, give us this day our daily bread. I asked earlier, were there any Hebrew scholars, any Greek scholars? You can make up anything you want when there aren't any scholars in the room. But the word daily, give us this day our daily bread, the Greek word daily there, epousian, that's the only place in the New Testament that it shows up. Isn't that odd? Whenever the word day or daily appears elsewhere in the New Testament, it's not epousian. That's the only place it shows up. So scholars say it's hard to know exactly what it means when it doesn't show up elsewhere, but here's what we think it means. Give us today what is sufficient. Give us today enough. Give us today, not daily, give us today a sufficient amount of bread. Now, bread is the symbol for what sustains us, what nourishes us, what strengthens us. Give us today a sufficient amount of strength and wisdom, encouragement and nourishment and strength and love that we might spend our energy in ways that are healing. Give us today, how would you answer that? What do you need? What do you need to spend your energy in ways that are healing and not hurtful? Do you know what I need? Hope. I really need hope. As this election season seems to get uglier by the day, I find myself being succumbed by feelings of hopelessness and despair. Do you know what despair looks like? Complaining, criticizing, cynicism. I need hope. Hope is the trust that things can be different. The trust that it will be different. Hope is the trust that you possess the power, you possess the energy to be part of the movement in the Spirit that will make things different. I'm not worried about November 8th. I'm worried about November 9th. Regardless of the outcome, all that hate has to go somewhere. I need hope. God, give us today the hope that hate can be transformed. Give us today the hope that there is something more powerful that resides within us, stronger even than hate. I've asked Dr. Carver to quickly share a story. We had coffee and he shared a story that moved me to tears about an experience he had a few years ago in Vietnam that helped him have hope that things can be different.
I'm a Horo. 5.5 years ago, my wife Mary and I went to Vietnam. I wanted to go back where I had been now 47 years ago when I was a young doctor, Navy doctor, serving with the Marines in the area around Da Nang. I wanted to see what had happened in that country since I had been there those many years ago. We chose a tour company that started in Hanoi and did go through Da Nang, so I could see that area where I had been. Before I went, I put together a photo album of pictures that I had taken when I was there. And after our tour group had been together for a few days, I shared that with the 10 of us and our tour leader. I was the only veteran in the group. Our bus driver, a Mr. Kwan, who only spoke Vietnamese, saw that album and realized that that young Marine, if you will, in those pictures was me. A day or two later, we were spending the night in a small hotel in a small town along the Ho Chi Minh Trail of what had been North Vietnam. And we had dinner. And then after dinner, Mr. Kwan came into the area where we were eating with a bottle of vodka and two shot glasses. And he said through the interpreter that he wanted to have a drink with me. And he wanted to drink to peace and friendship. He said, we were young men back then. That war is behind us. Let's drink to peace and friendship. And he gave me a gigantic bear hug. We shook hands, and we had that drink together. At the end of our trip, a three-week trip in Ho Chi Minh City, Saigon, our tour group had our farewell dinner. And we sat around the table, and our tour guide asked us, what was the most meaningful part of that trip? And 7 out of 10 said it was that night that Mr. Kwan had such grace and embraced me in peace and friendship. And it brings tears every time I think about it. The grace that he showed me, his willingness to forgive, it brings such hope for the future, despite the fact that he lived through 4 years of our bombing the Ho Chi Minh Trail literally to hell, that he could come back with that friendship and peace and forgiveness.
Give us today hope. Hope that there's something stronger than hate, and that something resides within us. Give us today our bread, not give me my. Give us today what we need today to participate with God in building a world where everyone, not just privileged few, but everyone has what they need. The comedian George Carlin once was asked at the airport, are you saved? And he said, I'm sorry to say, I think you're asking the wrong question. Saved? When I die, I want to be thoroughly used up. I want to have given myself away. I want to be so spent, there's nothing left. But knowing in the very depths of my being that my life matters. May God give you what you need today and tomorrow and the next day to spend your energy healing, uplifting, inspiring, bringing hope. We continue our worship as the offering is received.